Welcome to Thriving Starseed, a podcast dedicated to supporting and guiding starseeds as they discover who they truly are and navigate their life on Earth. I am your host, Maria Katolikova. I am an Onyx Starseed, Soul Guide, Starseed Activator, and Awakener of Leaders, and I would love to invite you to join me on this transformational journey. So buckle up as I dive into how you can reveal and fully embody your magic and step into your leader role, so that you can thrive, have fun, and create an amazing life for yourself while you are fulfilling your sacred mission of helping humanity evolve. Hello, hello, my beautiful Starseed family, and welcome to the 14th episode of the Thriving Starseed podcast. And today, I would love to dive in a very, very exciting topic, into the topic of how you can activate your Starseed gifts. And there will be several points that I wanted to discuss with you today. So I will divide today's episode into two parts because there are two main elements that I have discovered on my own journey that allow you to begin remembering and activating your gifts. And obviously not just remembering and activating, but also stepping into them. And that's what I'm going to discuss with you today. The first part about your gifts is all about self-acceptance, and I will explain what it means. And the second one is about healing two major wounds that almost every starseed who has already been to Earth and who has already had a role of a healer, of a prophet, of medium, or whatever you want, or even have been a witch, you know, they have experienced these wounds, and these wounds are called healer's wound and the perpetrator's wound, which is on the other side of the spectrum. So, and that's what we are going to discuss today. So, but before we begin, let me tell you a personal story from my own life. Since as long as I can remember myself, I have never liked my voice. I was always embarrassed by the sound of my voice. And when I would hear myself, for example, on a recording when I was a child and somebody would film me somewhere and I would afterwards watch the recording, I always felt like some weirdness around my voice and I did not like the sound of it. I didn't like the tone of it. I was super, super embarrassed. So as you can imagine, I never sang. I would never sing in public. You would need to put a gun to my head to force me to do that. But when I had this powerful awakening to being a starseed, the very first thing that was revealed to me is that my main gift is my voice. So when I heard that for the very first time, I was like, no way. And what do I do with my voice? The thing that was revealed to me is that my voice contains a certain vibration that, first of all, facilitates healing for people, and second of all, opens people's consciousness, so I can help people travel to other timelines, dimensions, places in this universe, because I can expand their consciousness to allow for that travel to happen. And when I was asking more questions about how am I supposed to use this voice, the singing came through, you know, that I need to sing certain incantations that I will be receiving over time. And since I came back from that ceremony, now already almost 3 years ago, incantations did start coming. I mean, I already received my first two during that ceremony, and then they were coming with time, more and more and more. And then, the more I was progressing, I was also receiving other things. Like, sometimes they were songs. Sometimes they were just magic spells that I was not supposed to sing. I was simply supposed to pronounce them out loud for people and include them maybe in my sessions, in whatever I create for people, some guided journeys or whatever. So I was receiving a lot of different tools, or I would say means, how I can use my voice. And it was very clear that this is my main gift. And I was terrified at first when I heard that, because as I lived my entire life feeling like my voice is so horrible, it was like, no way, how can I ever do that? But the more I started stepping into that acceptance of who I am, that I'm a starseed, and the acceptance that I have that beautiful gift, the more it started kind of growing for me. And the very first time when I sang, I felt terrified within myself. But the more I was doing that, of course, the easier it became. And now I use it quite often in whatever it is that I create. And of course, it doesn't mean that I only need to sing. My voice, just as such, when I talk, already has specific powers to activate starseeds, to guide them, to facilitate healing for people, and many other uses that I keep discovering as I keep going. So, which brings me to the very first point, that when we start awakening to the knowing of who we are as starseeds, right? I noticed one tendency with a lot of people is that the very first reaction is to reject that this is true, to reject this as a nonsense. And when I heard the term starseed for the very first time, not when I awakened to it, but for the very first time, it was a couple of years before I awakened, my reaction was exactly the same. What kind of bullshit is that? You know, so when I awakened to being a starseed, that was the very first thing that I needed to do for myself, is to accept that this is who I am. And this is, like, I am the full package. And yes, I am a human, but I have this cosmic aspect that has been dormant within me for all these years, and now it came online. I fully believe that once I accepted that it's who I am, my voice started developing more and more and more. And that awareness of my voice, of course, came exactly at the same moment when I remembered who I am, when in this ayahuasca ceremony, I had no doubts that this is who I am. I wasn't questioning whatever was given to me in this moment. Doubts came afterwards, when I came out of the ceremony and we left home, and several weeks into it, yes, doubts started creeping in. What if I'm imagining all that? What if none of that is true? And I noticed that in the moments of self-doubt, my voice wasn't as strong. I was losing it when I was, for example, singing for people. I would lose my voice. Or when I would talk, and I would start coughing. So it was kind of unstable. But when I realized that I have these moments of self-doubt, I had to work through that and tell myself in the first place that, yes, I accept that this is who I am. And I am done doubting myself. I am done questioning my identity, who I am in general in this world. And once I stopped doing that, more gifts started coming. I discovered, apart from my voice, I discovered that I can, for example, see auras, that I can not necessarily see, it's not the correct word to say that, but I can sense auras. And then through this sense, I can tell you what is the color, what's the texture, and what if there are any rips and tears in it. And of course, that I can use this information again for different purposes, usually to help people in terms of their healing when it comes to the physical body, but also healing in general. Because of course, our aura is very reflective of what is going on inside ourselves, inside all of our bodies. Then, of course, there was the gift of healing itself that came through, and I received a new modality, which was the quantum healing. And then I received another modality, which was alchemized healing. All this time, the more I was stepping into the acceptance of who I am, the more of my gift was coming online, which is why this is always the very first step that every single starseed needs to start with. Full acceptance of who you are. You need to ask yourself within whether you are questioning if you are really a starseed or not. Especially if you received information from within yourself. If you had the reading, I can understand that you might be wondering if it's true or not. But if you received the information from within yourself, from your soul that revealed something to you or showed something to you, your main job is to stop questioning that, is to stop wondering if this is imagination or wishful thinking, and just trust that what you receive from within is the truth. And this is step number one. In this step number one, there is kind of a second part of the work that needs to be done, is to actually look within yourself and ask yourself if there are parts of you, if there are other parts of you, probably, that you have been repressing so far. If there are parts of you that you have been ashamed of, that you thought they were unacceptable, you thought that they couldn't be shown to the world, to people around you, that you felt they didn't have the right to exist in this world for whatever reason. So you need to sit with yourself and look into this question. And I guarantee that something will come out on the surface. You will answer the question, are there any parts of me that I reject or repress or try to hide? And the answer probably will be yes. And then you need to do exactly the same work. You need to sit with those parts and accept them as being part of the whole that was so far kept at bay. So far, it was there in your field, but it wasn't part of the whole. And why is that so important? It's because every single part of you carries a gift. Every single part of you is supposed to be, you know, like together with your whole, integrated with your whole. But because we feel that they are unacceptable, they are shameful, they are not accepted in the society in some way, they are laughable, whatever, we reject them. So it's not that they disappear. they never disappear because they are part of who you are. But your access to them is limited. And you might be thinking that you are limiting this access to these parts and keeping some bad things away, But you are also, at the same time, keeping away the gifts that these parts carry within yourself. Okay, and I've had countless of experiences when I did sessions with people, because I do have one session that allows you to discover your gifts. And the whole session consists in literally going on a journey of bringing those parts together, like picking them up from where you left them and bringing them in together and integrating them within yourself. And I've had people who rejected their empathic part because it was way too painful. I've had people who rejected that they are really fun and that they can be like a joker in the world, because for them it was like, oh, that's dumb and stupid. I've had people who rejected their healing ability, like I did, for example, because that was the very, very first thing that I doubted a lot. So there are a lot of different parts of ourselves that we can reject, usually for what we believe are valid reasons, because the mind gives us reasons why these parts shouldn't be there. But in truth, they all belong. They all have a very, very important purpose to play in your life, and they all carry something precious for you. And the second you do the work of accepting them and welcoming them back home, they will reveal what kind of gifts they carry for you. And sometimes it's like very obvious gifts. Sometimes it's something very subtle. Sometimes it can be something that gives you more confidence, which also can be a gift, right? We sometimes have a very limited definition for what gifts are, but as the way I see it, a gift is something that is given for you to fulfill your purpose, basically. It's something that helps you to fulfill your purpose here. And it doesn't necessarily need to be something huge. You don't need to be a virtuoso musician or, I don't know, speak 10 languages, right? Which is like super extraordinary. It can be really something small and simple, but it is part of your identity, and it is a gift that helps you fulfill the purpose for which you came on earth. So that is step number one, the self-acceptance in general of the fact that you are a human, like you're living right now in a human body, but you also have this cosmic aspect of yourself that brings additional gifts to the table, that has gifts that you have accumulated through all of those lives that you lived as a star being on other planets and other galaxies and other dimensions. So this aspect has a lot to give you, but I also figured out that not all of the gifts that you've had over all these incarnations will come online, because not all of them might be in line with what you're doing right now. They might not necessarily all be useful for you right now. So, like, not everything will literally come to the surface the second you remember and accept yourself. But the second part is really crucial, because this allows you to also tap into other gifts that you have within yourself as a human being, and combined together, they are here to help you. Okay? So that's step number one, self-acceptance. The second part that I wanted to discuss here is, as I told you, the wounds that a lot of starseeds carry within themselves, especially if they have already been to Earth before. If they have incarnated at the times when they were persecuted for who they were. And this is actually the healer's wound. I will explain to you the two of them, because they're not the same thing, but they have the same effect, and actually in terms of your gifts. So the healer's wound is the wound that has been created basically centuries ago, probably at the time when witches were persecuted majorly, right? For their gifts, for what they were doing, because it was seen as evil. And because people didn't understand what it was, and they were afraid that they have way too much power. So they were persecuted, even though a lot of witches, it's an old fact, of course, right now, that a lot of witches didn't do any harm. They knew herbal remedies, they knew magic, they knew how to use that to heal people. Of course, they could use it for harm, and that's where the perpetrator wound comes in. But it doesn't mean that they did. It doesn't mean that every single witch that existed before did harmful things. A lot of them actually tried to do good, but they were still burned and they were still ripped apart or put at stakes and stuff like that. But not only witches were affected. Anyone who was actually a healer and who healed people with their hands, for example, right? They were considered somehow unholy, that it's not of God, whatever they're doing. And they were majorly persecuted for who they are and for the gifts that they carried. And of course, the effect of this wound is that if you carry that wound, and I mean, I want to be very clear about that. It can be your personal wound that you carry as a human being who has already been here before, who has directly experienced it. But it can also be simply a collective wound that you have absorbed from the collective of the healers, you know, of healers and witches, let's call them like this. Okay, so it can be, as I said, personal or collective. And if you carry that wound, what it does in the first place is that it leads to you hiding who you really are from the world and rejecting your gifts because it is unsafe. Because you learned through that wound that if you show yourself and if you show to the world your beautiful gifts, you will be hunted down, you will be hurt, you will be imprisoned, you will be persecuted in one way or another. So you begin hiding. And of course, it can have a double effect in a sense that either you know your gift, but you never use it because it's not safe, or you completely repress your gift because you suppress that part of yourself that is a healer or whatever, like we discussed. Okay? So that is the healer's wound. On the other side of it is the perpetrator's wound. And the perpetrator wound is created when you have been using your gifts and your powers back in some, in one of your incarnations to harm others. So you were so, you know, drunk on your power that you used whatever beautiful gifts you had, not to help anyone, but to just for personal gain, just for personal power, and just to get probably maybe richer or stronger or more and more powerful in one way or another. And you still remember that. You still carry the memory of that because you harmed a lot of people and you experienced shame, like, in this current life. You have that sense within yourself that if you activated your gifts, if you accessed your gift, you could hurt other people. Okay? And in my own life, I experienced actually both the healer and the perpetrator wound. Although with the perpetrator wound, it was not like I hurt someone on purpose, but I still hurt someone with my gifts because I was careless, okay? And in the perpetrator wound, yeah, I was totally persecuted for being a healer back in time. And I was imprisoned and I was kept in chains and my voice was restricted. I wasn't allowed to speak and I had some sort of device on my throat that was restricting my voice. Because I guess that's the gift I already had before. So whichever of these wounds you carry, like either it is a healer's wound or the perpetrator's wound, they both lead basically to the same thing, that you are afraid to use your gift just for different reasons. In the healer's wound case, you're afraid to use it because you're afraid to be hurt yourself, that you will be hunted down and shunned maybe even. While in the perpetrator's wound, you're afraid to use your gift because you're afraid to hurt others. So even though they're kind of on the opposite sides of the spectrum, they lead to exactly the same consequences, that you are repressing your gifts, you are holding them back in one way or another, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously. As I said, if you're aware of your gifts, you might consciously decide I'm not going to use them. But if you're not aware of them, it means that your subconscious mind suppresses them and that doesn't even allow them to come to the surface, okay? So what do you need to do? Obviously, you would need to do a healing, a powerful healing for yourself to release that wound from your own consciousness. And of course, you contribute also to the releasing of this wound from the collective consciousness. And the more of us do that, the less power it has, the less energy it has in the world. Because of course, you do not release, if you just heal yourself, you do not release this wound from the entire collective consciousness, right? But as we come online, as more and more of us do this powerful healing work, we contribute to creating a different vibration in the collective. Okay, so how do you do that? How do you heal these wounds? I mean, the process itself is actually exactly the same. You would need to access a life that you lived here before on Earth. And both of these wounds, they do come from Earth most of the time. I haven't seen anyone who carried that wound from actually somewhere else. Most of the time it's on Earth, but it can be that it can be created somewhere else. So, but anyway, you need to come back to the life when this wound was created. So, and remember that life in detail. Remember the situation that unfolded that led to you either being hurt or you hurting another person. And then you need to allow yourself to see what could you learn from these situations. Because of course, every time we experience something, there are two outcomes. When we experience something traumatic in life, there are two outcomes possible. That it will affect you in a positive way, in the sense that you can learn powerful lessons from what happened to you and leave the pain behind and live more empowered. Or it can create a ton of limiting beliefs inside you that just restrict your world. And in the case that the people who carry the healer's wound, obviously, they created a lot of beliefs inside their head that limited their ability, their capacity to show up in the world, their capacity to serve. They limited a lot. And of course, access to the abundance, because we are accessing this abundance field through the use of our gifts and through the fulfillment of our purpose. And we cannot fulfill our purpose if the gifts are blocked. Like, we will not have the resources for that, right? So it is crucial to unblock that wound from yourself. So you access the life when the situation happened. You allow yourself to observe it fully, to understand what kind of lessons can you learn. And not the ones that, I mean, you can also see, of course, you can observe in the first place what kind of beliefs you created that exist right now for you, that are true for you, because beliefs become our truths eventually. And if something is true for us, that's what we're going to recreate in this life, right? So you need to allow yourself to see first what kind of beliefs you created for yourself in that moment, in that situation, that have been restricting you so far. Then you need to allow yourself to see what else can you see from that situation that can help you learn powerful lessons rather than those beliefs that you created for yourself, so that you can replace them. Because it's always about that. When we learn a lesson, we create a completely different set of beliefs that are empowering, right? So you need to allow yourself to see that. There is also, obviously, the forgiveness part that comes into equation. Depending on what happened, you would need to either forgive others or yourself, or both. It can be both, right? And you need to also see if you are carrying any etheric cords, chains, any sort of restriction on yourself and in your energetic body, and remove them if they are there. And then allow yourself to create these new beliefs. Based on the lessons that you've learned, you can create new set of beliefs for yourself that now would allow you to access all of your gifts, to use your gifts for yourself and others without being afraid, without any shame, without any fear, without anything that can interfere in a negative way. Okay, so that is basically the process that you would need to go through. And then, of course, allow yourself also to, once you have reactivated the gift, once you have done that healing, you kind of can let yourself know in that moment, okay, I'm allowing now my gifts to come forward. I'm allowing now my gifts to, from wherever they were repressed inside me, to just get activated and come to the surface, to my awareness, if you are not aware of them yet, okay? So, and then you might even play out a scenario where you're now using your gifts and how it changes your life and what it looks like and probably how you're serving others, because it's really, really helpful to visualize a new future that is available to you rather than the one that you have been living so far. Because if we're constantly living in the past and in the wounds that we have experienced, our future will look the same to us. We will basically project our past into our future, and we will visualize some disastrous scenarios in the future because we are basing it on these past ones. But the second you recreate the past, like, you know, you healed the wound, you left the pain behind, and you only took out something valuable for yourself, that's the moment when you can already create a new picture of what is now available to you, of what is now possible. And then you kind of project yourself into that future. You go there and you infuse yourself with this new reality that is now available to you, so that once you're back from the healing, you can start creating that reality for yourself in this 3D world. Because first we create everything in the quantum. And that's why when I do this healing with people, I do the quantum healing. You know, quantum healing for me simply means that you are going to the quantum field. And this is the field where you can be shown everything that you need. You can be given all the information that you need so that you can heal. It's still your choice. You might go into the quantum field and not do anything there and see all the information and still not draw any positive lessons for yourself. That's always a choice, right? But you are empowered in that moment to see things differently, to see things that you haven't seen before, so that they can help you make a different choice in the future. Okay, so that's how you would deal with the second bit, these healers and perpetrators wounds. To heal yourself, to allow finally your gifts to come online now. And as I said, to release all of those things like shame, fear of being persecuted, fear of being hurt, fear that you will be rejected and maybe like shunned from your community in one way or another, right? Because we experience healer's wounds in different ways. And the same for the perpetrator. Maybe back in time, you amassed a huge amount of power, but you were lonely. You were completely alone in your empire, right? Or people were terrified of you, so you had no real friends. So these are the things that might come online for you when you start looking into what happened. You might feel this crazy loneliness for your entire life for that specific reason, because you don't let people come like close to you because you're afraid that you will hurt them because that is the scenario that might be playing out in your head. So the way how it will manifest in your world can be different depending on those past scenarios that you have lived already, depending on those past lives, right? But the final result is the same, that it affects your gifts. It affects you being disconnected from your gifts. And once that healing is done, you can welcome them all back. You can tell, I'm ready to welcome them back. I'm not afraid anymore. Okay? So this is the second part. When it comes to you reactivating all of your gifts as a starseed, I mean, for me, starseed and human, both of these parts, they are essential for your journey. They both carry so many resources, right? They both carry so many gifts. And when you combine them both, that's when you're truly powerful. It's not just your starseed gifts that matter. Of course, they are very important, because with those gifts, you carry something super, like, extraterrestrial, right? It's something that doesn't exist here. You will carry some technology from your race that you will remember, and you will be able to teach it to people. And this is valuable. This is precious. You are supposed to teach something new. But do not forget that a lot of earthly gifts that are also inherent to starseeds are valuable for you here. Empathy. Ability to connect with people, ability to be a good listener, ability to discern, like for discernment, you know, like have this gift for discernment, or highly developed intuition. All of that, they can be considered as gifts that are here for you to help you on your journey, okay? And when you do these two bits of work for yourself, self-acceptance, accepting all the parts of you that you have been rejecting, that this is the first bit, and then this healing of healers or perpetrators' wounds, or both, if you have both. When you do that for yourself, I guarantee you will start being flooded by gifts that will come to the surface for you. And when I did this work in the Thriving Starseed program that I have been already mentioning to you before, people got different gifts that were activated for them. I had one girl who had some memories of the dragon, like her being a dragon, and she reactivated her dragon powers. There was another girl who reactivated her gift that she calls now soul whispering, which is super, super magical, that she can connect with higher selves of anyone, dead or alive, I think, and pass on messages. And also, of course, it expands, you know, like when we use our gift, we see more and more use of that. But initially, that's what she received, that she can connect and pass on messages to help people in different life situations. I had another girl who had her light language reactivated, and, well, for her, she knew she had it, but she couldn't use it. And so with time, she was able to use it with much more ease. So it's different things that come to the surface. There were other examples. I just wanted to give you some. But so many things can come to the surface if you allow them to come, if you do this work for yourself, this inner work. And that's why I wanted to share it with you today. And of course, if you would like, I believe that you can do that work. I believe that you can do this work for yourself, because you have all the resources inside yourself to do that. But of course, if you need my guidance, I would be more than happy to welcome you inside the Thriving Starseed program that is for now still ongoing as a membership, which means that you can join with a monthly payment. You will pay your membership on a monthly basis and you stay as long as you want. But soon it will shift. Soon it will become just a standalone program, because we have covered almost everything already with my team. And I'm so excited about that. And a lot of starseeds have already graduated from that program. So they are already in the world, fully in their power and doing the work that they're supposed to be doing. But if you do want to join me inside that program still for now as a member, you can do that. I will share the link to the program again in the description of the episode, so you can check it out for yourself. And you can also reach out to me if you have any questions about that. Okay, so this is all that I wanted to share with you today. Thank you very much for being with me, for listening. And as usual, if you enjoy listening to me, please help me spread the word by rating our podcast, sharing it with other people, leaving us some comments, having the line of communication open with me. And of course, if you have any questions whatsoever, always, always feel free to reach out to me. I'm so, so happy when you actually do, guys. It is an honor to connect with you all, and it is an honor for me as well to share what I know to help you on your journey. So when you are helping me, it helps me to help you even more. So thank you very much for listening to me today, and I hope to hear you, or I hope to connect with you next time. Bye.